We begin our next news items with a mystery as the council cancels a £2 million contract. Serious concerns over a company which cares for some of Norfolk's most vulnerable people has prompted a council to cancel contracts worth more than £2 million a year. The unusual action taken by Norfolk County Council against a supported living provider will mean some adults with learning difficulties could have to move out of their homes. County Hall officers will not reveal the identity of the provider, how many people would be affected, or where in the county the supported living is provided at this point. But the authority said it will give more details once the notice is formally served. Officers at the Conservative-controlled council said they became aware of quality concerns with the service in November 2023 and has been given intensive support to try and turn matters around. But they said serious concerns are still present regarding care planning, staff training and financial policies to protect people living at the services. The council, which pays more than £2 million a year to the company for 9 services, said that the provider, which has an inadequate rating from Watchdogs, the Care Quality Commission, has not made sufficient progress in remedying failures.
Delia Smith and her husband, Michael Wynne Jones, appeared on the Talk Norwich City podcast earlier this week to discuss their time at the helm of the club. When asked to give her final message to Norwich City fans, the now honorary life president of the club used the opportunity to remind supporters of the difference between Norwich and Ipswich fans when faced with adversity. Delia's parting message to fans was, "Thank you for being the best football supporters in the world." Because they are the best football supporters in the world. We got relegated and we sold the same number of season tickets. When Ipswich Town were in trouble, their stadium was half empty. Their fans didn't turn up. Smith and Wynne Jones' time as majority shareholders was brought to an end earlier this year as Mark Attanasio's Norfolk Holdings Group completed its takeover of the club. The two are now bestowed with the title of honorary life presidents of the club. The two football clubs will do battle again next campaign, with Ipswich Town's relegation confirmed last Saturday following a heavy defeat by Newcastle United. City fans will no doubt be looking forward to the prospect of stretching their unbeaten run against Kieran McKenna's side.
A Grade 2 listed pub on the outskirts of Norwich will soon reopen for the first time in 6 years. The Buck Pub in Thorpe St Andrew will soon open as the second site of Bridgestones, a hit cafe and bistro in Potter Heigham. Since sharing the news on social media, new owner James Stone has been overwhelmed by the response. The pub has a special place in Mr Stone's heart. He used to live in a nearby road and several of his family members have worked at the Buck, making his decision to take over the site an easy one. Bridgestones has become a popular destination in Potter Heigham for those looking to enjoy an afternoon tea or light lunch. The Buck dates back to the 17th century and has been empty since 2019. It was on the market for £350,000 and was sold by its owners, EI Publican Partnerships, formerly known as Enterprise Inns.
Experts at the University of East Anglia have published a study into artificial intelligence resources to see how effectively the technology can produce written assignments. The research team compared 145 essays written by real university students with 145 equivalents generated on the same topic by ChatGPT. And while they found the AI versions were impressively coherent and grammatically sound, there was one major telltale sign which separated man from machine. The study found that while ChatGPT was able to coherently organise information, it lacked a personal touch delivered by human students. And while the AI essays mimicked some conventions of academic writing, they were unable to either inject text with a personal touch or demonstrate a clear stance. The real-life students, conversely, earned higher marks for including engagement strategies, such as rhetorical questions and direct appeals to the reader. As a result, the analysis found the AI-generated essays to be less engaging, less persuasive, and lacking in perspective of the topic.
A junior school, which has finally been given the green light for a major rebuild, has been handed its second boost in the space of a month, also earning praise from Ofsted. Firside Junior School in Helston has been told its pupils have exemplary attitudes in its first Ofsted inspection since 2019. Inspectors visited the school, which is run by the Wensum Trust, on 2 days in March, with its outcome published last week. The report reads, pupils develop a love of learning through engaging classroom learning. The school ensures that pupils are very well prepared to be citizens of modern Britain. Ros Robinson, head teacher at Firside, said, I am delighted that Ofsted has recognised our efforts to maintain a good standard across our school. It is clear our children enjoy coming to school and thrive demonstrating our DREAM, D-R-E-A-M, values of determination, resilience, enthusiasm, ambition and motivation. The Ofsted report, which also highlighted improved attendance, is a second boost for the school in the space of a few weeks. The first came after planning permission was finally granted for an ambitious scheme to demolish and rebuild the site following a series of delays.
Our second VE Day memory is from Arthur Medler, who was one of the last British soldiers to be liberated. He had been a desert rat serving in Egypt in 1940, but was captured the following year and spent the rest of the war in prisoner of war camps. He was locked away in a POW camp in Czechoslovakia when VE Day arrived, and then marched with others to join US forces across the border in Germany. He recounts, "The Americans gave us so much food to eat, we weren't used to it, and I was very sick." It was the end of a tough war for Arthur.